Our meditation today, for Monday of Holy Week, is something joyous, but it has a very somber tone. Yesterday, we had the joy of the little people at Christ coming into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. But on this day, Jesus goes to Bethany, where he had his three friends, Mary and Lazarus and Martha, where they had a supper. And Mary, it says, took a pound of costly ointment and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. And when Judas Iscariot objected that this money could have been used for the poor, Jesus said to him, "Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial." He's making the indication now that he is about to die. Jesus will no longer offer any kind of contradiction to his enemies, because now the prophecies are about to be fulfilled. Now is the Son of Man to be glorified, but glorified only through suffering. It's a day to think of the meaning of suffering. You say, why did this suffering have to come to Jesus? Because it comes to you. It comes to me. It comes to everyone. But when it inevitably comes, if we say to God, I unite this with Christ, I will put up with this, however unjust it is, because there's nothing else to do, as there was nothing else for Christ to do as a human being. He could, by his divine power, he tells us, call armies of angels, but he did not, so that you and I would have always before our eyes the sign of the suffering and the dying God. And this is the mystery of Holy Week.